God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message on Abraham. Today's topic is Abraham made a difference. And more than that, Dr. Wilton's going to share with us from God's Word itself how you and I can make a difference as well. We'll be opening our Bibles to Genesis chapter 12 in just a moment with Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word, well-known author, evangelist, pastor. And as we open the Word today, Dr. Don wants you to know we are here for you. We would love to encourage you directly, either on the phone at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9. 9673 or online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. We take very seriously our call to encourage you. Now, Dr. Don Wilton with today's message.
Our God and our Father, how desperately we need your grace to trust you more. How desperately we need to be drawn into the heart of God. How desperately we need to be awakened to the reality of our world and to know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. How desperately we need to spread your word and proclaim your death until you come again. How desperately we need for our friends and our neighbors and our loved ones to know you. And once coming to know you by repentance of sin and by faith in you, that each one of us would grow in the grace and knowledge and admonition of the Lord Jesus. How wonderful it is to gather like this in freedom, to be able to worship you on a day like this. This magnificent time of worship here in celebration and in Genesis this morning. And we are mindful that all across our beautiful land that there are believers gathering to praise and to worship you and to call upon your name. And we are a people who bow before you, O Lord. We bow before you because you alone are God. We bow before you because without you we are nothing. We bow before you because we recognize that the Lord Jesus is coming back again. And that when he comes back and lands on the Mount of Olives, that same place from whence he went back up into heaven, that rivers of living water will flow from him, carried west into the Mediterranean Sea and east into the Dead Sea, washing down through the Kidron Valley, where the dead shall live again, and everything shall be made alive forever and forever and forever, for Christ the Lord our God reigns. And today, our Father, we worship you alone, for we have made many graven images in our own land, in our own lives, and today, our Father, we see but you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for speaking to us through your word and by your prophets. And thank you, Lord, that even at this very moment by your Spirit, that you are convicting people of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Names are being written in the Lamb's Book of Life today. Now, people are losing their fear of death and of sin and of the grave, because Christ has conquered sin and death and the grave. And we are celebrating with the angels in heaven as we pray these things together in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to a land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went as the Lord had told him to, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out to go to the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place called Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. And from there he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on, still going toward the Negev. May the Lord write this word upon our hearts. Abram made a difference. Number one, because he listened to God. It's really quite as simple as that. He listened. Listening, some people say, is an art form. I think God wants us to know that it's an imperative discipline. It's perhaps one of my greatest challenges. And I'm sure you and I share that challenge in many different ways. God is always speaking. He speaks to us through His Word. He speaks to us through friends and family and circumstances, the happenings of our lives. And above all, He speaks to us by His Spirit. Abram made a difference because he listened. He just listened to God. But second, Abram made a difference because he understood conditions. He made a difference because he understood conditions. God gave him a threefold set of conditions, and they were all imperatives that had to do with that which God would do. Here they are. Here's the three conditions. I will make, number one. I will bless, number two. And I will curse, number three. Those are God's conditions. Now watch this. What God said to Abram was, Abram, listen up. If you listen to me, I will make, I will bless, and I will curse. What was he saying? He was saying, well, you want to make a difference, listen to me. Number one, I will make. That speaks to the work of God. Those who make a difference tap into the work of God. Number two, I will bless. If make is the work of God, bless is the heart of God. Did you know that God does what He does through His work, and everything that He does to make a difference through you and me is designed to bless? You know, this time last week, we were at the Sea of Galilee. We had this incredible baptismal service at the Sea of Galilee, in the River Jordan. You know, I read that passage again. And when Jesus was baptized, God made this statement. God spoke from heaven and He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. I ask myself all the time, and I'm asking of you today, have you followed Jesus in believer's baptism? And if not, why not? Do you not want to please God? It's a very good question, isn't it? I want to please God. And what God did through Abram making a difference was he set out the criterion by which he does what he does. These three conditions: I'll make, that's the work of God. God makes, he designs. I will bless, that's the heart of God. And then he says, but I'll also curse. Cursing is the capability of God. You see, most of us, we see the word curse. I will curse those who come against you. Like God is going to use a word that is not good. That's not what that means. The word curse there literally means that God is capable of throwing a net of protection around you so that those who would come against you are prevented from doing so. That's the curse of God. God, so to speak, draws a line in the sand and says, this is my servant. I will not permit any of you to touch him or to touch her. That's the story of Abram. So Abram made a difference. Number one, because he listened to God. Number two, because he understood conditions. Number three, because he held nothing back.
Please forgive the interruption. We'll be back with more with Dr. Don Wilton and Abraham Made a Difference, a powerful message from God's Word in just a moment. And if we can pray for you right now, a prayer of encouragement, please give us a call. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We're available 24 hours a day to pray with you and for you, or connect online at tewonline.org. And one of the things that we believe is the greatest encouragement we can find is spending time in the Bible itself, God's encouraging word every day. If you've not signed up for it, you can sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email. It comes out from Dr. Don every morning. Today it was on Isaiah 40:31, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. I remember something I circled in the quiet time. It was saying, yes, you may have the greatest assignment in the world and be succeeding in it, but unless you keep a reserve, you're opening yourself up to potential danger. That's why it's so important to set some time aside every day to spend some time in prayer and Bible reading. If Satan can't defeat you outright, he'll settle for an exhausted, ineffective version of the person God wants you to be. Let's not be that person. Instead, let us recharge ourselves with God's Word. Again, if you'd like a hard copy of our Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide, we send it out quarterly. You can call 866-899-WORD and ask for your copy. That's 866-899-9673. Or again, sign up online at tewonline.org for the daily email. We'd love to put it in your hands absolutely free. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Of throwing a net of protection around you so that those who would come against you are prevented from doing so. That's the curse of God. God, so to speak, draws a line in the sand and says, this is my servant. I will not permit any of you to touch him or to touch her. That's the story of Abram. So Abram made a difference, number one, because he listened to God. Number two, because he understood conditions. Number three, because he held nothing back. Of course, my favorite verse in Genesis chapter 12 is verse 4. So Abram just did it. He held nothing back. Here's what we do most of the time. We want to make a difference. So what we do is we set preconditions and we say, now, Lord, I'm going to do what you told me to do, but I need to first of all get these things in order before I do it. Or Lord, you can have everything of mine excepting. Now, when you study the life of Abram, it's really quite a remarkable thing. He was a very prosperous businessman in a place called Ur. You are. If you don't know where Ur is, it's right at the top point of the Persian Gulf. The Ur of the Chaldeans. And he was a man who was blessed, time without number. Life probably for him was as fine as it gets. But God came and God spoke and he listened and he understood the conditions and he held nothing back. What did he not hold back? He didn't hold back his faith. He said, I'm going to trust you completely. I'm not going to trust you, but I'm going to just trust you. I'm going to give it all to you. It's like a little baby or one of our little children standing on the edge of a swimming pool, and you down in the pool, and you daddy, and that little boy, that little girl comes to the edge of the swimming pool, and they look down at you, and it's almost like they are having to jump off the cliffs of Matsada at the Dead Sea. They don't want to do it, but they see you. They know that you are daddy. And that little one-year-old or that little two-year-old says, well, I know I'm about to plunge to my imminent death, but you know daddy's down there, and I just trust daddy. Here I go. And of course, mommy's sitting over there chewing her nails. And the little one catapults off, and you catch that little one, and they think it's just wonderful, and they say, can I do it again, daddy? And 50 jumps later, they're still doing it. They could all join the local parachute battalion. And before you know what, they're getting up there, and guess what? They are jumping off by themselves. Some of you need to just jump. You're squawking too much. Your heavenly daddy is ready. He's going to catch you. He's not going to let you go. So Abram made a difference because he held nothing back. He didn't hold back on his faith. He didn't hold back on his willingness to go. He didn't hold back on his age. He was 75 years of age. He didn't say, oh, man, how can I go with my arthritis, you know? That I'm just going to do it. He didn't hold back on his age. He didn't hold back on his family. He didn't turn around and say, but Lord, you don't seem to understand. What about my kids? And what about this one? And what about where we live? And what about that? He said, let's go. He didn't hold back on his possessions. He gathered all his possessions and he said, everything that I've got belongs to God. We're out of here. I'm telling you, I'm more convinced today that people who make a difference are people who finally decide that everything, every bank balance, every dime, every business, every wherewithal that you've got, you give it to God, you will never be able to imagine how much God will give back to you. Amen. And that's not prosperity gospel. That is a fact of the Word of God. That's exactly what happened to Abram. He made a difference. He made a difference. He listened to God. He understood conditions. He held nothing back. He traveled a long journey. We've just read about it. He made a difference, but he traveled a long journey. I wish I could give you maps and everything. He went from Ur right there at the Persian Gulf. He went all the way up to Haran. Haran is right on the border between Syria and Iraq in the uppermost part where ISIS controls much of that territory today. Then he turned left. He came down to Aleppo, still by the same name. Heard of Aleppo? Then he went south of Aleppo down to Damascus, today the capital of Syria, being bombed to smithereens. Then he went from Damascus, he came down through the Golan Heights, he went straight past the Sea of Galilee, he came to the hills of Samaria to a place called Shechem, and there he built an altar. He went down to Bethel, and right between Bethel and Ai, when you leave the Jordan Rift Valley from the Dead Sea, and you look up from Jericho, you look straight at Ai, between Ai and Bethel. He traveled all the way down into the land of Canaan. He was a long way from home. He was willing to go wherever it was that God told him to go. No questions, Lord. I'll just do exactly what you want me to do. Abram made a difference. He listened. He understood. He held nothing back. He traveled a long journey, but he also repeatedly sinned. I couldn't avoid that. When you go on in his life and testimony, he lied about his wife. When he found himself confronted by the eyeballs of Pharaoh himself, he was a man who sinned against God, and yet God used him to make a difference. You and I so often throw up our sin, not in terms of the forgiveness that we have in Christ, but in terms of the excuse by which we will not serve Christ. Start laying down your sin at the altar of God's mercy. Pick up the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This man so mightily used of God sinned repeatedly, and yet God used him to make a great difference. But number six, he continually built altars. He continually built altars. It was an amazing thing. When you read the story of Abram, he made a difference. Even here at the beginning, we've read about it in verse 7 and 8. But you go on right through the life and testimony of Abram. What did he do all the time, folks? He just kept stopping. You know what he did when he built altars? He stopped long enough to worship God. He stopped long enough to build altars to God. He stopped long enough to engage in worship. Abram was a busy man. He ran an empire. He had many sheep, many children, many things to do, many places to go, many commands to obey, but he never, ever in all his journey, ever forfeited the time it would take to stop and worship God. I'm so grateful that we're here today. Friends, I call upon you this year to raise the banner of worship in your life. Prioritize worship in your life. Build altars unto the Lord and fall upon your face and seek his face. God requires that we worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Yes, Abram made a huge difference. Abram made a huge difference. It's amazing what God did through one person's life. And God fulfilled every promise. Abram made a huge difference. How did he make a huge difference? He detailed the work of God through his life. He displayed the heart of God throughout his life. He demonstrated the curse of God throughout his life. He proved to the world through his life that God does his work through people like you and me. He demonstrated right throughout his life that God does display his blessings through people like you and me. And he absolutely unequivocally showed through his life and testimony that God does protect those who love him. He made a difference. I'm asking God for two purposes today. Number one, that hundreds of you right now would feel the warmth of God's embrace. Well done. But don't stop. And I pray most genuinely and deeply in my heart that there are those right now who are saying, I need Jesus. Like Tina, I need to give my life to Christ. I want to be changed. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the loneliness. I'm tired of the search. I'm tired of the dead end. I'm tired of the same old, same old. And having trusted Christ, that you will know what it means to be blessed because you are making a difference for the Lord Jesus. Would you bow your heads with me for a moment? As Steve comes and as the band come in Genesis today, Lord Jesus, thank you for, by your grace, for allowing us to make a difference just like Abraham. You're calling us out, Lord. Lord, thank you for so many who are making a difference. And thank you for those who today are trusting you as Savior. And thank you for those who, having trusted you, are agreeing with you right now that they're going to make a difference for Christ.
And as God calls us to make that difference for Christ, we do that by beginning to say yes to Jesus Christ. You've been listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word. And please don't go away. He'll be back with a closing thought in just a moment. But if the Lord has been stirring your heart, and perhaps you have some questions, let us dig into those answers in God's Word together. You can call us at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. And before we get away, closing thoughts from our pastor and chief encourager, Dr. Don Wilton.
The greatest thing I ever did was give my heart to Jesus. I want to invite you to give your life to Christ today. Pray this prayer with me today. Dear God, thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, who came to this earth to die on a cross for me. Today, I put my faith and my trust in you. I confess my sin to you, and I ask you to come into my life by faith in Jesus' name. If you've prayed that prayer, I welcome you today to the family of God. You are now my brother, my sister in Christ. I have people waiting to talk to you and to welcome you as you begin this wonderful journey of faith. God bless you and be encouraged today.
Now the Lord has spoken to you through the pastor today, and you're ready to give your heart to Christ. Let's talk about it. You can call us right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673, or meet us online at tewonline.org. And of course, that's the place you'll find out about great resources like this book, When God Prayed, by Dr. Don.
What miracle are you personally praying for today? You may need the miracle of healing in your body, healing of a relationship, your finances, or to overcome an addiction. Perhaps you need a miracle for your son or daughter to return home. Whatever you need, whatever circumstance life has thrown your way today, be encouraged. God loves you. This month, for your gift of $25 or more to The Encouraging Word, Dr. Wilton would love to send you two inspiring ministry resources: Praying for a Miracle, a CD only message, and a When God Prayed book. Both of these resources will stir your soul and move your heart to a fresh realization of what God prayed for us, and that He can be trusted in what we are believing Him for. A miracle. Call us at 866-899-9673. We would love to pray with you and send you these resources. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Again, I hope you'll call about that wonderful resource, When God Prayed, by Dr. Don Wilton, and Praying for a Miracle. 866-899-WORD is the number. That's 866-899-9673. But we also stand ready to pray with you and for you 24 hours a day at TheEncouragingWord.org.